200 years since they invaded Aboriginal land.
The land belongs to us. We belong to the land.
Government is trying to take away from us.
Don't call me a problem. I am not the problem. I have never left my country, nor have I ceded any part of it.
Let's talk. Triple A's flagship program that continues to elevate the diverse voices of First Nations people across the country. Centered around the unceded sovereignty of First Nations people in this country, honouring the history with a solutions-based focus on the future. With your host, Pomeroy journalist, Danny Tierce Johnson.
Yama, hello and welcome. Just went off early there this morning. Hello, welcome to Let's Talk. My name's Danny Tierce Johnson, Gomeroi journalist from Moree, New South Wales. I'd like to start the show by acknowledging country. I acknowledge the traditional owners from the lands that we broadcast from, and I extend that greeting all across this beautiful black nation of ours today, to your elders past and present, to wherever you are listening. Today on the show, I'm very excited, I'm pumped actually. It's State of Origin Day. So today on Let's Talk, we're talking about what it means, the arena of State of Origin, the cauldron that is Origin, what it means to blackfellas in New South Wales and Queensland, because this is a big day on our calendar, and I'm glad that in Reconciliation Week and Sorry Week and all this, we can have a break from all the politics and we can just talk about footy for one day. And with me in the studio, I've got a former Origin great, just a great fellow in general. But Jarrell Yao Yee is a former professional footy player. He played for the Broncos in the NRL. He played for Australia. He played for Queensland. He is a Fog, a former Origin great. He played on the wing there. And he also played for the Indigenous All-Stars. And we're lucky that he works for us here at Triple A Murray Radio as our brekkie host.
Hello, Danny. How are you, brother?
I'm good, bro. I've been wanting to have this chat for a while.
Yeah, look, it's good to be a part of one of these days. I mean, you know, you play your whole career to be a Queenslander or play for New South Wales. And these days are special because they mean so much to the state, but they also mean so much to blackfellas, like you said, Danny, because we live and breathe this when we play in the backyard when we're young fellas, and that's what we wanted to do when we – and young women now, you know, and that's what we always wanted to do when we grew up, is play for our states.
Now, I got into work about 8 o'clock this morning, and you've just been vibing.
Yeah, bro. Pumping. Yeah, look.
What does this day mean to you?
Oh,
we were talking about it just before. I wish people out there listening could see us in the studio here, because the energy is alive.
It's a special day, mate. I don't think it's just a one you tick off on the sports calendar. It means a lot to so many people. And, you know, you go back with the history, you go back as far as, you know, Artie Beetson for here in Queensland. You know, for us, you know, blackfellas, I think having someone like that, you know, steer a team out and be the first blackfella and captain of a side like that, it resonates so much for me, being a young blackfella trying to make it in the game. And it's not only just, like I said, like it's here at Triple A Murray Country. It's when you walk the streets here in Queensland. It's when you walk the streets in New South Wales. Mm. I've got no doubt down there in enemy territory, well, not so much for you, Danny, but down there in enemy territory in New South Wales, those boys down there will be walking the streets and they'll be copying it from everywhere when they go on their team walk this morning. And that's just what it is. It's mate versus mate, state versus state, and it's a beautiful part of the year and on the calendar for us.
Yeah, and it's so ancestral in a sense.
Yeah,
our origin, you know, our origin folklore. For me, coming from Moree, I remember as a real young fella back in the early 80s, Buster Duke getting called up from the Moree Boomerangs to go and play Origin. And that meant the world to Moree.
Yeah, 100%.
We're a real tough little community, you know. What's it feel like now? So take us back to the Origin arena. It's this time. We're back in 2010 or 11 when you were playing. What's it like when the build-up of the morning, when you're walking around, you're sort of soaking in the air, you're trying to breathe, you're trying to overcome the nerves. Can you take us what it's like when you're walking around, doing that morning walk, and I guess what's going through your head mentally as a player?
Yeah, I think it very differently if you're in two different states. You know, obviously, I was blessed enough to debut here in Queensland. So I could tell you right now, hostility wise down there in New South Wales right now for all those younger players, particularly if we're going to choose in and out one player, probably Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah.
19 games in, proud Cherbourg boy. It would be a very nerve-wracking day today because it is a sea of blue down there. It's not. It's exactly what New South Welshmen see when they come here to Queensland. So, yeah, I was lucky enough to play down there, and it's a different feeling. It's very eerie. You've just got to understand how to handle those moments, I suppose. And I mean, in camp right now for Selwyn.
What's going through his mind?
Yeah, I think you've got to lean on your Billy Slaters, your Cameron Smiths, your Jonathan Thurstons. If you're going to lean on anyone, you got to ask not so many questions, but, you know, maybe he'd done it earlier in the week. And I just think for him, he's just such a happy-go-lucky kid that it just doesn't seem like anything phases him. But I could tell you what, when he runs out tonight in the sea of blue, I've still got goosebumps thinking about it because it was one of the most... You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, but running out there in New South Wales, one of the scariest things you can ever do at 20 years old. So I could imagine that he's probably very cool, calm and collected right now. But
come tonight.
Yeah, come tonight when you run out. But there's a different thing as well, Danny. You know, we talk about warriors. You talk about, you know, Queensland versus New South Wales. This is a war.
Yeah.
And when you put a maroon jersey or a blue jersey, that's your shield. That is your armour, you know, and that's the difference about this game. There's nothing like it, I think, in the world. There's nothing. NFL don't do it. You know, soccer don't do it. Football don't do it. AFL don't do it. There's nothing. Basketball don't. It's not. There's nothing like this game in the world that you can play with your teammate one moment and want to rip his head off the next. And that's what's so beautiful about it.
That's what Addy Beetson brought to the Origin Arena.
He did, mate. He made it. He made that arena like that. And we thank him so much. Because he's not only just done great things for that. He's done great things for Indigenous communities all around Australia as well, whether it is New South Wales or Queensland. But, I don't want, you know, the game's probably come a long way. But I'd love nothing more tonight than see someone punch on with each other. Like, that's how much I love this game. Like, that's how much I love the Origin Arena.
It's been talked about a lot about the biff.
Yeah, and you know what? It's probably not good for our, you know, young ones and our kids, but the Origin Arena is different.
Yeah.
It's a very different, and that's why it's put on at 8:10 at night. So, kids, go to bed. But this is what the Origin Arena is about, mate. It's... You know, like I said, it is, it is. And we, as much as, you know, we get along, but tonight, like, I won't want to, if I was sitting with you, I want to look at you. Like, I don't want to look at you. I want to watch the game and I want to go for my Queensland players. And that's what's been brought into this world and how we react to this game and this arena now.
But it brings out that spirit.
It does. It does. And yeah, it does. It honestly does, brother. And for our First Nations boys and for our Indigenous boys, like tonight, I've got no doubt in the world. I've had a lot to do with Katoni Staggs over the last, you know, 5-6 years. And it makes me nervous that he's in that side because I know how much that jersey means to him.
He's our Chris Johns.
Yeah, like honestly, it is. He is. And you know, how I spoke to him and the way I spoke to him about, you know, why he wants to play for New South Wales. And, you know, I want him to play well tonight. Like, and I never said that about a New South Welshman in my life, but I know what it means to, and this is just
because he's a Bronco?
Yeah, no, I think it's because he's a black fella.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, I know what this means to his family. And when I talked to him about that stuff, you know, when he was at the Broncos, when I was there, it's the same way I felt about why I wanted to play for Queensland. And, you know, as much as I would wanted him to play for, put a maroon jersey on, that's his allegiance. That's where his allegiance lies. And
good story about Katoni is his uncle actually presented him his Blues jersey. His uncle was his junior coach down there.
Yeah. A bit emotional last night. I think they did the footy, they did the jersey presentations. And I think they're the small things that make Origin better, is that they didn't know that those guys were coming into camp and doing that. And
no.
I know there's been a few things in Queensland camp that I'm not going to, you know, I've got privy to know, but I'm not going to give away. But, you know, they do things like that to make the moment even more special, Danny. Yeah. And that's why this game tonight is huge for both states. And that's why bragging rights is huge every year for it. And, you know, I feel sorry for all those kids that 8 years that they didn't get to enjoy that New South Wales reign, but Queenslanders loved it, you know. And
I lived through it.
You know, but honestly, tonight's game is... it is about mate versus mate, state versus state, and yeah, I cannot wait to see that first. There's nothing like, I don't care what anyone says, there's nothing like when that whistle goes and that ball is kicked.
Yeah.
And that first run, like, I can't stress enough, I've never missed a kick off the State of Origin before.
No.
And that's, you know, I can miss probably 20 minutes in between if I have to.
You've got to see that first.
But you've got to see that first hit. Like, I'll be in my room, then I'll be in my lounge room tonight, and I'll be throwing air punches like nothing. Like, I'll be wearing full maroon at my house tonight, and my wife being Canadian, she's only had a few years of it, but she understands. And now that I've got a new, part of my family that gets to go on, my son Jaya St. Yaoyi, he'll be stacked out in maroon tonight. He won't be going to bed at 7 o'clock. He'll be watching that kickoff before he go to bed.
He's going to be passed on the origin, the origin cauldron. 100%,
brother. Yeah.
Braz, take us inside the sheds, right? He's warming up. What's it like when you, the very first time you pulled on that Queensland jersey and you looked in the mirror and saw it? What's that feel like? Imagine for Selwyn tonight,
yeah,
he's going to have that feeling. Katoni's going to have that feeling tonight as a debut player.
Mm.
Can you take us back, and then when you put it on, bro, I've got goosebumps, but when you put it on and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I was saying before, your shield, that's your armour.
Yeah, I remember Greg Inglis.
You work so hard to get that bloody jersey.
You do. I remember GI, you know, just coming over to me and, you know, smiling at me and saying, this is what it's all about. You've done everything you can do to get to this moment, Drell. And, you know, it makes me get a little bit, like, emotional because that's how much it means to you.
I was saying before, only 200 odd players ever wore that jersey, Drell, and you got one.
Yeah, and that's what the beautiful thing is about it. It's a moment you'll never get back putting it on for the first time, and I'll never forget the first time I ran out at Suncorp Stadium with that jersey on. If I'm going to walk through it, the bell goes, the 2-minute bell goes. My routine was very different to a lot of people. I like to walk around the sheds with just my footy shorts on and my socks. And then when that 2-minute bell, warm-up bell went, then I would chuck my boots on and then I put my jersey on. So that moment, you know, I got to stand in front of the mirror and look at myself and think to myself, this is, you know, not only just me, what I've done, Danny, but, you know, you think back to your grandparents, you know, my grandparents, Iris and Lomas, and my mother, Rhonda, you know, my little brother, Keen, and what we've had to overcome to be, for us to be here. Like, when I say us, I mean it. I mean us, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot for my grandparents and my mum to take me to footy, pay for everything. You know, my little brother to be there to talk about things when footy games don't go right. So these guys will be going through that exact moment, and the 2-minute bell goes, it's just everything goes out the window, and you think, yeah, I'm going to rip someone's head off. Like, it's like, and I still remember, I'm not even lying to you, when I first received the ball, we kicked off to New South Wales. They kicked off to us. Then we kicked to them and they kicked back to me. And I knew. And we even said, Mal even said, you know they're going to kick to you after the first set, their first set. So the ball comes straight to me.
They're going
to
test you.
Yeah, 100%.
You're on debut.
And I thought to myself, you know, I could do something easy here. I could run at someone easy. But I picked out the biggest guy, Paul Gallen, and I just went, I just thought to myself, if this is what it's going to be like the whole game, then I'm just going to hurt. I'm going to feel the most pain right at the start, and the rest is going to be pretty easy. So, yeah, I ran straight at Paul Gallen, absolutely jammed me, and I thought, that's it. That's the hardest run I'll do today.
Yep.
The rest of it's going to be easy. And, you know, I've been blessed in my time when I played the game. You know, I scored on my debut, you know, through a kick from Cooper Cronk, and the ball just popped up perfectly for me. And to do it in the right-hand corner where I play my Broncos games to the same crowd, it's a special, special moment. And I hope that boy tonight with that name Cobbo on his back, gets to do it tonight, because there's no feeling than like debuting for your state and scoring a try for your state.
Was your family there at the first game?
My whole family was there. All my mates.
I was thinking about your mum Rhonda and.
Yeah, oh, screaming. And you know the other thing, I knew exactly where they were sitting. So when I was walking back.
So you saw him?
Yeah,
during the game?
Yeah, I looked straight at him. And and the other thing about me when I was playing for the Broncos, I'd always walk back and I'd touch the corner post. Yeah. That would be my thing. So I didn't change any of that, you know. And that's probably the difference about what they're going to, what, you know, Selwyn's going to feel like tonight in New South Wales. It's very hostile. Yeah. But I hope those boys gather around him, and I hope he scores a full-length try. I really do.
I don't. No, I hope he plays well too.
Yeah.
I love Selwyn. He's so humble and
yep.
soft-natured as a young fella, you know. Like, but you've been dropping some big names here that you play with. That Queensland side is just full of future immortals and greats. You know, you've mentioned Cooper Cronk, you've got Billy Slater, you've got GI, these greats. How do you, as a young fella, I guess, go into camp, go into a game and play at your best? You know, how, like, is it intimidating being around these guys?
I think,
or do they help pump you up?
No, they make you better. Yeah. they make you elite. And I don't,
you know, sometimes when you're around the big dogs, it's hard to sort of step up.
And I don't say that word lightly, elite. Like, you,
yeah.
If you're in that company, you are elite. And you know, when I first got that call up, I didn't think I was there yet. But you train, you do all the hard work during the week, and yeah, you know you're meant to be there, and those players make you better. Billy Slater made me a better player than I'd ever been.
Can you explain that? Because he's coaching tonight, and
I'm
a bit worried about him as a coach because he seems so focused and so direct. Like, he knows what he's talking
about.
Well,
William, for me, I call him William.
William Slater, the thing.
Yeah, I call him William. William, for me, was just the breath of fresh air. Like, I've never seen someone see the game as much as how Bill saw it, especially from the back of, you know, what he did at fullback. You know, he helped me a lot in how I would prepare for the game, but not only that, position myself as a winger, you know, where I needed to be, where I didn't need to be, and how to read plays and how to read halves and how to read, you know, their... It's so weird, you know, you say how to read their mannerisms and if they're gonna kick the ball or not. You know, that's what we have to know as the back three. We have to understand. Well, we need to get that ball on the full. It was so important for us to take those metres away from New South Wales because you needed every metre you took. And Bill has one of the best footy brains ever, and that's why I'm quietly confident, and I'm sorry to say this, Danny, quietly confident that if we win tonight, we win all three games.
I think that too, actually.
Yeah.
If you win down there tonight. What do you think about these neutral grounds as a player?
Don't like it.
You know, like, I think the next game's at Perth.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could be a decider. So I think the third game should always be at the neutral ground.
Yeah, look,
I think the first two games should either be at Suncorp or at...
I don't like that we take it anywhere else. And that's just personally for me, because I believe that the Queensland and the New South Wales people have earned the right and deserve the right to have their games in their states. And yes, it is an advantage if there's two games in New South Wales or Queensland, but that's the way Origin's always been.
That's part of the challenge.
Yeah, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So it's like anything. You wouldn't go find someone from Perth and they'd pay for New South Wales or Queensland. It doesn't work like that. If you're not born in these states, or you didn't play your first senior footies in these states, then you don't have that opportunity to play for your state. That's the way it should be. So I'm against playing in other places. I know the money's right and blah, blah, blah. That's what happens.
I don't believe in it either.
No, I mean, it's like the grand final. Don't take it away from Sydney. I don't have a problem with that. Keep it in Sydney. Keep tradition. Keep Magic Round in Brisbane and Queensland if we're gonna keep tradition. So that's the way I see it. I like tradition, and I think that I think all three games should be played in New South Wales or Queensland. So that's the disadvantage of, you know, this first game. And there's been, I think, the last 30 games, 22 of the times, whoever wins the first game wins Origin. So statistically, you know, it's going to be a hard uphill battle if you lose the first game. So I've just got a feeling that these three superstars in Cameron Smith, Jonathan Thurston and Billy Slater will have these boys up tonight. And I don't think they'll be scared of New South Wales, going to New South Wales. But I got to say this.
Ambush.
It's an ambush. I got to say this. Queensland, get State of Origin. Like, you come here, it's completely different. Like, I've never played in front of a crowd. Like, I've played at Wembley. I've played at some big stadiums in the world. But Suncorp Stadium.
Hectic. I remember coming up here quite a few years ago when it was Lang Park back in the day.
Yeah.
And we did the Caxton thing. And I got beers tipped all over me. Got a few swings at me.
Yeah, sorry.
but it was the experience.
Yeah.
We went to the game with my mate, my cousin from Moree, Fletch, MLM, Moree Love Machine, and ended up getting arrested.
Oh, no.
Because it was just one of those crazy Caxton Lang Park nights.
Yep.
And us Moree boys absolutely loved it.
Mm.
And it's nothing like the Sydney experience.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah, it's just...
It's tribal up here. It's totally different.
That's what I mean when I say it is we just get it. We just get state of origin up here, and that's why we bleed maroon. That's why we... Yeah, yeah. That's just why where we are, we are.
Yeah, it's not often you tell your CEO and your station manager you're going to drive them first thing in the morning. That's what state of origin does, you
it
know?
Is, it is. That's what it's all about, Danny, and all the Queenslanders listening in today. You know, get behind your team. You know, we're made for this stuff. We want to win tonight, and, yeah, I've got a really good feeling about this series with those guys at the helm and the players that we – the calibre of players that we have.
I just want to talk to you about overcoming adversity quickly. You know, you had a big injury, you know, that was well publicised and with your ankle and whatnot, but – I want to go back to your Parramatta days. Because this is serious too, because I really admire, I didn't know this till I read it, and this is something that I really admire about you, brother. Like, you can overcome anything, I reckon. You're just one of those people, got this spirit and this energy that's, let's just go, let's just keep going, you know, and I really appreciate that. But former Parramatta great, I didn't know this, but you're a Parramatta junior, they must have brought you down.
Yeah.
And he told you that you'll never make first grade.
I just said I'm not going to be big enough, and you won't make first grade. Rod Reddy did. And
that must have been heartbreaking as a 18, 19-year-old.
Yes, 18, yeah, 18. It was, but... it's not the first time I've been told that I can't do something, and it definitely won't be the last, and it definitely won't be the last time I prove someone wrong too. So I took that as ammo, Danny. I took it as ammo, went to the Broncos on no money, and just asked if I could, had an opportunity, and the best thing that ever happened to me was having an opportunity. And look, to be honest, that's all I need.
A lot of people just give up at some point, you know, but you, it's like, no, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I think...
What flicks the switch inside of you?
I'm stubborn. I hate to be wrong. I hate people telling me what I can and cannot do. And I think that stems from my mother a lot, I reckon.
Shout out Auntie Rhonda.
Yeah, 100%. It definitely stems from her about, you know, and my grandfather and my grandmother, actually. My pop was always said to me that you got to be the hardest worker in the room. And that's what I did. When I got told I couldn't do something, I became the hardest worker. I wanted to be better. I became the best. And that's, you know, for a long time there, I don't think it's arrogant. I would put myself up there as probably one of the best wingers that ever played the, you know, was playing the game at the time. And
ask Jonathan Thurston.
That was the goal I wanted. So that wasn't a setback for me, Danny. I don't think it was. That was a motivation thing for me. And the rest is history, really.
So all you young brothers out there and young sisters out there who are thinking about the NRL or the NRLW, listen to this man here. Listen to his, you know, how he overcomes setbacks, or when people tell you you're not good enough, watch what this black man does. It's beautiful, bloody beautiful. One more question. I know you got to go to the Fogs. Or we won't announce what's going on.
I'm going to the Fogs, though.
Yeah, the former Origin Greats.
I'm former Origin
Greats.
There's
a function he's got to go to soon. But I just lastly, if you're in the shed...
Mm-hmm.
You got to give, you know, Selwyn, pull him aside, give him a little piece of advice before he runs out tonight. What would you say to him, brother?
I wouldn't give him many advice about playing footy because he already knows how to do that. But I think the one advice I'd give him and the one piece of advice I'd give any footy player that's running out to do their, you know, make their debut and anything is, you know, stop for a second. Embrace what you have because, you know, personally I know what it's like to be taken away from you. So, stand there. Enjoy those boos, embrace that, and don't forget those moments because I think sometimes, you know, as professional athletes, we can forget those moments the most. So, I just tell Selwyn, go out there, stand there for a second and embrace that moment of you doing everything you can to be a Maroon and... you know, I don't need to, like I said, I don't need to tell him how to play footy. Just enjoy that moment and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful advice, brother. Lastly, prediction tonight, scores?
Yeah, 24-16 Queensland.
Oh!
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think both sides have picked a very mobile pack and I think it's going to be fast and there's going to be points.
Yep. That's beautiful. Brothers, thanks so much for taking the time. I know this is...
Anytime, brother.
This is one of your biggest days of the year for you and your calendar, and I just really appreciate you giving us some time this morning here on Let's Talk and taking us inside the inner sanctum because I've always wanted to yarn to you about, your footy stuff. We have chats in the hallway here, but to get you on the show has just been a little dream come true for me, brother.
Thanks for picking my brain, and go Queensland!
Right, I will play a song when we come back here on Let's Talk.
Yeah. I'm Fitzroy with a Starsby. I'm Wanganeen in 93. I'm Mundine, I'm Kathy Free. Man, that far inside of me. I'm Adam Goods, and Adam should be applauded when he stands up. You can look to us from that time stop. I'm Patty Mills with the last shot. I'm Goon, I'm Arch, I'm everything that you ask. I'm everything that you can't be. I'm the dead heart's heartbeat. I'm Goon, I'm Arch, I'm Goon. I'm arch, I'm goon, I'm arch, I'm goon, I'm arch, yeah, I'm goon, I'm arch, I'm goon, I'm arch, yeah, I'm Patty Mills, with $12 million. I'm Doug Nichols, I'm Jimmy Little, with a royal telephone. I'm the world champion, 68, boy, I'm Lionel Rose. I'm William Cooper, I take a stand when no one even knows. I'm the walker, I'm the sounder, the children coming home, boy. I'm arch, yeah. I'm everything that you ask, yeah. I'm everything that you count, yeah. I'm the dead heart, yes. Heartbeat, yeah. I'm goon, I'm arch, I'm goon, I'm arch, yeah. I'm goon, I'm arch, I'm goon, I'm arch, yeah. I'm goon, I'm arch, I'm goon, I'm arch, I'm goon. Boy, I'm Patty Mills. Let me take it home, I'm Rummer. I'm the Sand Hills, I'm Cummins. I'm Les Briggs, I'm Paul Briggs, I'm Uncle Ringo with all them kids. I'm Uncle Buck, everybody loves me, ain't none below, ain't none above me. I'm the carving out of every scar tree. I'm those flats, that Bivachi now. Mr. Apple, think about me and you, we feel the same. And it might sound strange, but I'm just saying, we both unsettled when the boats came. I'm Goon, I'm March, I'm everything that you was, I'm everything that you come. I'm the dead heart, heartbeat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. That was Briggs with the Children Came Back. We've been chatting about State of Origin here today, and I've just had Jarrell Yee, former Origin great, talking about what it's going to be like for Selwyn Cobbo tonight, what it feels like to pull on that Origin jersey, and, you know, as a young fella overcoming adversity and, you know, doing amazing things as a black fella. In the studio now, we're going to continue the Origin chat. I've got my young cousin here, my young brother, my Ewan brother, Dylan Walker, to chat about Origin. Dylan is the son of famous footballer Andrew Walker. I've got to mention that straight off the bat there. It looks exactly like him too, by the way. Dylan, how are you, brother?
Good, brother. Yourself? Thanks for having me.
No worries, my brother. Hey, first of all, your mob and your country, please.
So I'm a proud Ewan man from the south coast of New South Wales. So this morning, brother, I am bleeding blue.
Hey!
I'm a Walker, so... We roll with the Blues today.
Yeah, I'm glad I've got one brother in here with me. It's a pretty much a Queensland house up here, brother. Don't worry. So let's talk footy.
Let's do it. Love it.
What do you think about this Blues team, brother? What's your thoughts? We're having a chat in the other studio this morning. What do you think about the Blues makeup and our chances this evening?
Look, bro, I think it's a solid side, but for me, I'd have a couple changes.
Let's hear it, Raz. Let's hear it.
I just think in Origin, you need X Factor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's what Fox brings. I think Foxy has to be there. I understand Freddie talking about form and all that, but with people like Jakey T, Foxy, you know what you're getting. You know what I mean? You know what you're getting. Obviously, he loves his Panthers and his Chooks. You can tell that. But, yeah, look, being a Manly fan, I'm a bit dirty. Jakey's not there, to be fair.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. It's his omission. But Josh Adokar was the big one for me, particularly because the other wing is Brian To'o, who's had a lot of injuries this year and hasn't been in the greatest of form. But he's also pretty short. And they pick some big wingers to counteract the high ball and, you know, scoring in the corner, so whatnot. So it's been interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I just feel like with this Blues team in – last year we won the first two games an aggregate of 76-6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you go away from what worked last year. I mean, you look at the old Queensland teams, that 8 years of dominance, they didn't change nothing.
Mm.
They stayed with what they had, whereas I understand you got to develop some players. Like, that's fair. But I just feel like if it ain't broke, you know what I mean? Stick with it. Stay with it. And I just feel like people, like, it's unfortunate Tommy ain't there. It's unfortunate people like Latrell ain't there, that X factor. But I'm really keen to see Katoni tonight.
Oh.
I'm really keen to see how he goes. The thing that also baffled me was Freddie talked about, you know, form and height. I feel like this Blues team picked their team off what Queensland picked to combat instead of just going with the X factor with what they got. You know what I mean? Instead of worrying about what Queensland got, they should have rolled out with people like Fox who play eyes up. You know, I feel like Frizzy's, you know what you're getting from
Tyson
him.
Tyson Frizzell?
Yeah, yep. I feel like he should be in there somewhere.
Yep.
You know, what's David Clemmer done wrong? In a struggling Newcastle team, you know, he's solid every time. And he brings that ticker, you know, which is what we need, I feel. So, I mean, I'm still with the boys. I'm still riding with them, but, you know.
I love your analysis here. You're going to get a full-time job here soon, bruz. Origin analysis on Let's Talk here with Dylan Walker.
Yeah, I love it, bro.
Not the Manly player, Dylan Walker.
He's living my dream. He's living my dream, bruz. It's hurting me. You know, I'd love to play six for Manly.
And you could too. Let's get into a controversial subject here, shall we?
Yeah.
Why do so many of our mob, New South Wales, go for Queensland cats?
I think they lost hope, bruh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, over the...
A lot of our mob in New South Wales go for Queensland.
Yeah, I just feel like over the 8 years of dominance, they lost hope. Because, I mean, how can I say it? We didn't have the culture, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you look at it, soon as Trell come in, soon as Cody come in, we started killing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think GI might have took half of the New South Wales mob over the border with him.
Stinger. Stinger, hey, bruh.
Because I raised my kids in them bucket heads, and it's down that Maxfield,
beautiful country,
you know, Barrowville area, and all down there, and yeah, all the mob down there, all the Blairs and the Inglises, all come from down that way, and you know they're all diehard Queenslanders now, so there's pockets of that Nambucca Valley that are very maroon.
Beautiful country down there, but. Stick with the blue, man.
Yeah, I know, there's this whole thing, bruz, that a lot of our mob, you know, and I want to talk about it, they go for Queensland. I think back in the day too, I remember Queensland always picked black fellas.
100%.
And New South Wales hardly did. And there was this big controversy because they didn't pick Nathan Blacklock, Macca Blacklock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the times, and it was around the Chock Mundine era too.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting selected. And it was around that time that there was a bit of a belief in New South Wales amongst our Aboriginal mob that we didn't get a go, that they didn't pick us because of racism.
Yep.
This is a yarn. And so a lot of our mob turned their back on New South Wales Blues jerseys, which is hard for me because, you know, I think about Buster Duke, I think about Chicka Ferguson, think about these old legends, you know.
Yeah.
And so they gave up the Blues jersey and followed the Maroons because they believed there was racism in New South Wales, and that's why they flicked the switch and went over the border.
Well, bro, I can only really speak for myself, but growing up, that's how I thought. Yeah. I generally thought that way. I thought, you know, if they just picked the black fellas, like, can you imagine Choco, Presto, Peach played one game, you know, GI ruined Merritt's career. But, you know, even me old man, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. X Factor's like that.
Because your old man never played Origin, did he? I thought he played one or two games.
Bro, did everything in the game but.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's a dual international. How do you play for Australia before you play for your state? So there is that element of it. You have to ask the question, you know what I mean? And I think the controversial thing is you look at Cody Walks. He talks about one thing with the anthem has never been picked again.
Yeah.
And what's the issue? Like, it's very black and white, I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you got the whole Tamana Tahu issue.
Yeah.
What happened with Tamana Tahu?
Yeah, well, look at Joey.
I was front and centre with that because I'm related to the family.
Yep.
And, I was actually the one that filmed Tamana doing the video message.
Yep.
It was in Auntie Gwen's house, Gwenny Wright's down there in Newcastle. And what happened then too is that the then CEO of Parramatta, Paul Osborne, tried to cover it up and tried to get Tamana to pull it.
Yeah.
And, you know, shut him up and all this sort of stuff. And that's why Tamana quit Parramatta then and took off to rugby union. So there was that as well. So there's been these incidents. And, it's been really interesting to sort of look at why so many of our mob, you know, go for Queensland from New South Wales. And it's because of this stuff.
And I don't blame them, you know what I mean? Yeah. I understand. Like, the thing is, for me, it's, you know, there has been racial stuff that's happened within the camp. Yeah. So they can't cover it up. It is what it is. The thing that frustrates me is that they never put their hand up and owned it. They try to cover it. You know, Joey, for one, should have come out. That's your teammate from Newcastle. You just played together. You just won a comp together.
Yeah.
Like, put your hand up, own it. And I'm sure it can be fixed, you know what I mean? But it's, I don't blame them. There was a time there where I was thinking about flipping because, you know, they had Friday.
I'll admit on a national area, so was I. I was thinking about flipping, but I can't, man.
It's just not in me, brother.
Look at the colour of the sky outside, bro.
That's
it's
right.
Blue.
It's just not in me, bro. Like, as much as I wanted to flip, in my heart, I just know it ain't right. And that's why I think I get wild with these Queensland mob who never even been to New South Wales, but they follow the Blues.
Yeah.
That's good. Like it's good to have the support, you know what I mean? But how can you really connect to something if you don't know what it is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For me, it's like some of the South supporters up here, never been to Maroubra a day in their life. You know what I mean?
I got a cousin out at Top Camp, Moree. He's never left Top Camp and he goes to Queensland.
Yeah, bro, you got to connect.
So I send pictures from Queensland going, this is what it looks like, cuz.
Yeah, you got to connect, bro. Like, how can you have love for something if you never connected? You know, it's with anything with blackfellas, you know. All we got is our story. We got to connect. So
I feel a bit sorry for our non-Indigenous listeners out there this morning. They'll be like, what are these two? these Maoris and these Corys with their football. This is complex stuff, man. Don't worry about voice to parliament or anything.
Yeah.
Well, Origin's where the complex
is. Well, bro, even outside of Origin, I feel, you look at the NRL, like our Indigenous boys at the moment are flying the flag.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they are the reason you come and buy tickets, you know, to come and see the Trells, to come and see the Foxes, to see JT when he was playing. Like, Arthur Beetson started State of Origin. You know what I mean? So,
he sure did.
You know what I mean?
Who's been your favourite ever Origin player, Dylan? Black, white or Brindle?
There's a few, but...
I see his mind's ticking here.
Oh, bruh.
I'll put you on the spot.
Bruh, I just love Latrell, man. I love Trell. I love what he brings. He brings that Corey knockout style to the game. He brings that ticker. And he's jammed for it. You know what I mean? It's too aggressive. The game ain't meant to be easy. You know what I mean? It's meant to be tough.
Yeah.
So, personally, you know, obviously me old man's my favourite, but I would have loved to see Jolie Thompson get a crack in Origin.
Yeah.
I love Joel Thompson, bro. I think he's an absolute weapon. You know what I mean? He's retired now, but yeah, they're my two personal favourites, obviously. Yeah. But Trell, for me, in the Origin, bro, he just, every time he gets it, I'm sure Queensland, you know, they're worried, you know what I mean? So I'm hoping Katani brings that energy tonight because the Brisbane fans know what he can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was a famous Broncos footballer by the name of Chris Johns. He played in the centres.
Yeah.
And he played for New South Wales for a number of years in the centres as well. And I talked to Katani about that a few weeks ago. I actually interviewed Katani about it. And he's very aware of the legacy of Chris Johns. I'm not sure if you remember Chrissy Johns playing for the centre back in the day.
Yeah, heard of him.
Back in all those awesome 90s teams that we used to have before the 8-year dominance. Let's not speak about that, cuz.
Yeah, let's. Moving on.
Moving on. Before we wrap up the show, I'll get out of here soon, but give us a prediction tonight, cuz, and man of the match. I want a man of the match from you. Score?
Bro.
Man of the match?
Yeah.
And what's the other thing I can ask you? Who'll do something stupid?
Look, I'm going to go for a tight Blues win. Yeah. I'm going to go 20-14 to the Blues. Man of the match for me, I feel like Isaiah Yeo's the glue in the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll with him, seeing as though we got the Penrith connection. Something stupid. Look, Liam Martin's good for a penalty.
Yeah.
All right.
It's always someone that just does something stupid.
Yeah, he's good for a penalty. So, sorry, Liam, but I'll throw Liam Martin in there.
Yeah, throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a cracker of a game, and really looking forward to seeing Selwyn play. I hope they lose, but
me
I hope
too,
he goes
brother.
Good.
I hope he goes well.
I know what it means for him and his family, as
Darrell really
was talking about this morning, but yep. I'm going for a Blues.
Schoenberg will be rocking.
Hey.
Yeah, Schoenberg will be rocking.
Look out for those Schoenberg Blacks, I tell you
but
what.
Not tonight. Hopefully not tonight. Don't be rocking tonight. Rock another time.
wherever you are, if you're into the game, make sure you have a good, fun night, and good luck to everyone out there, especially all the black fellas playing. Dylan, thanks for jumping in and carrying the second half of the show and give us a bit of analysis there, brother.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having
me. You might have a career in sports journalism, brother, a bit of sports analysis commentary.
I've tried. I love it.
Yeah.
I love just sitting around talking footy. It's my passion. It's all I know. Walker, so.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm going to get you back on Let's Talk again soon, brother. We're going to have a good yarn. But, thanks for coming in the studio. And good luck to all the players out there tonight and all the mob. Go New South Wales.
Go the Blues.
18-10, New South Wales, Katani Stags, man the match. And because I've been away for a week, I've been up at a summit and then I was cooked for a couple of days, I've really missed my workplace and my fam. So this one goes out to all my work family here. It's Home Sweet Home by Fitzroy Express.